I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and all the boys are back in town. Good morning, Brian.
What up, brother? What's happening with you?
Not much, man. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I am here. Shout out to Metropolitan Moving and Storage, wearing the quarter zip they gave me. I love this quarter zip. It's very comfortable. If you're watching on the stream, you can see it. Bang. Everybody's here. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, White Brian. Good morning, Lambphill. Feels good to see everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, this is, I mean, Brian's clearly excited to see everybody. I mean, this is about as slow of a week as slow weeks get.
The NBA changed that yesterday, dog.
Yeah, a lot
of happened.
The
NBA said, hell, it's slow. We're going to make it somebody a $70 million man.
Right, but if you notice with the NBA, it used to be, and maybe this is kind of teams have gotten smarter, because I feel like we see it in the NFL, too.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is a lot less of a thing now. I think way more teams.
Well, you're not paying attention yesterday, dude. They would have people. There's a movement going on yesterday.
Sure, but like, there's no mega name hitting free agency anymore. Miles Turner's probably the biggest name.
I mean, I don't even think he's made an All-Star. The way that they got it set up in the NBA, you know, signing Shea to that deal. That's why they don't go to free agency.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you make first team all pro, second and the third team all pro, you're getting paid.
Right.
You don't have to move.
Right. There was a time, though, where guys were moving all. I mean, LeBron famously took his talents to South Beach.
The numbers that are coming out were astronomical. And I believe, hell, LeBron about to move again, I believe.
Do you really?
Hell yeah. He didn't do that deal to say he's staying there. He did that deal so they can move him.
You think so? Gosh, that guy just loves himself. I don't know the right way to describe it, but hey, like,
got a little T.O. in him. He good.
Does have a little T.O. in him. I wonder if we can get odds on LeBron moving. So we're all kind of in the same boat today. The Nats are supposed to, so the Nats game got canceled last night. Did you get hit with that rain at all?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a game you had to cancel.
On my way home yesterday, I was like, okay, then this is, you see, it was getting dark. And I'm like, listen, if it gets dark, then it just lightened up, and I'm gonna be pissed off. I was supposed to have a golf match yesterday. All of a sudden, sky opened up. No golf. But then, what, 15, 20 minutes later, it was like, oh, bam, it's gone now. But then it came back a little bit later. But then as the night went on, it just had this little light drizzle the whole night. Stayed around. That little annoying drizzle.
So for me, because I just never stopped driving anymore. I drove from Richmond to Fairfax to pick up my car. Shout out to Orsman Fairfax Toyota. And then I had to drive home Fairfax to Bethesda. And you can only imagine how much fun the Beltway was with the storms and Tyson's and the construction. I ended up cutting through McLean. Shout out to Dead Run Drive. So the girls were supposed to have a swim meet last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one that got canceled a couple of weeks ago for rain. Right. So they, according to my swimming insider, who is my wife, they really had to get this one in for like the official, you know, record book on the season.
Is there indoor pool out there at all?
There is, but it's way too small. Oh. You know, the indoor pool out
that's
there.
That's the next thing they build. They're always building onto that clubhouse. Build a big ass indoor pool.
Can I tell you what I prefer? Let's just chill with building new stuff. Let's just relax.
That's not going to happen, Jay. Listen, it's been building on that thing since I got here. They're going to always add something new.
Dude, next time you're over there, I'll show you the indoor pool. So that building was built in 1924, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the indoor pool is original.
Okay, well, they need to move that. They need to change that.
Like, B, if you can imagine, like, if Great Gatsby's house had an indoor pool, that's what it is. Like, mm-hmm. it's ornate, but it's just very old. I think there's, like, grandfather clauses. I don't know. So then we're waiting.
If you had an indoor pool, you wouldn't have to worry about the rain.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just saying.
So then there was no swim meet. So we went out to dinner, and I said to my wife, I was like, you want to drive? Like, I've been in a car since Friday. She was like, no. So then I got to drive us to dinner. But it was a nice time. I had a dude come up to me, say he loved the show. Said, you and B. Mitch are the best. So shout out to that dude.
I tell you, boy. All these people keep coming up to us. I tell you.
Obviously, a lot of movement yesterday in the NBA, in the NHL. There's also a lot of talk about the Commander Stadium as it just kind of keeps continuing here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any feedback? Anybody reach out to you yesterday at all?
Mm-mm.
I would say the same thing. I think the mayor is concerned, but I think it's more, I think folks got to really understand how much the Harris ownership group is trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a dude in my mentions last night kind of hitting me and telling me, you know, the problem is the folks that the council members that aren't into the deal as currently constituted don't think the city is in line to get enough of the cash, whether it's parking or the bars in there or the whatever, right? They think the city should be getting a bigger cut.
Let me ask you a question. What cut they getting right now? See, that's the thing. I'm baffled by people that something has been sitting there for well over 30 years, and you haven't been getting a damn thing from it.
Right.
Now you're going to dictate how much you – I think anything is better than zero for a city that needs money. How about get stuff going and begin to do that? Don't shut it down before it starts, because guess what? The next person don't want to come do anything either.
I understand that maybe you want a better deal, right? Like, I think everybody always wants more money, more advantages, whatever it is, right? Like, I get that. That's human nature. But I think you got to also, what's the old phrase? Like, a bird in hand versus two in the bush? Sometimes mm-hmm. take the bird in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know, Brian. Like, I gave the hypothetical example yesterday, right? Like, American University decides they want to build a hospital, build a medical school, and they want to do it at the RFK site. Like, okay, that's a viable, legitimate investment that will create jobs and mm-hmm. and be a boom for the area.
Yeah.
I don't think it would create the same that a new stadium would, but like if that offer was on the table for that land, okay, yeah. I can wrap my brain around that.
Yeah.
I don't think that offer's out there.
See, that's the thing.
These dudes have billions of dollars.
This is a typical Vinny, Dan, trying to get Albert Hainsworth here deal. They're negotiating against themselves. So the council right now is saying, oh, we want more, but you don't have nothing else that wants to go there. So, and let's be real. If it were, we would be hearing about it. We damn sure would be hearing about it. We haven't heard one thing about anything else trying to go there.
Dude, like if Bezos was just coming to town to rebuild, you know, whatever it is, HQ2,
mm-hmm.
okay, then you got something else that's viable. It doesn't seem like there's anything else viable.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're just, I don't know.
Sometimes people want to argue against stuff just to argue against it, and they have nothing else in mind, nothing else in the plans. And that's when I believe that you're not working for the constituents, you're working for you and your pride, okay, to be able to say, look what I did. But you better be able to build something, because ultimately people are going to want to know what the hell is going there then.
Right.
Because right now for over 30 years it's been an eyesore. It's even more of an eyesore now. The more rust gets onto it, it's an eyesore.
Totally.
What are you going to do about it?
So one thing that did catch my ear last night, so – got the kids to bed. I sit down in the chair trying to, you know.
Hey, Martin, grab my ears.
I turned the TV on, and it was on ESPN, and they were doing like a free agency thing. I had never heard of this. Basketball players are now getting turf toe.
But they are now getting, they've been getting the turf, though. That's not new.
You're not playing on turf.
Dude, people don't have to play on turf to get turf toe. Turf toe happens on grass. What you talking about?
Right, but how does it happen on a basketball court?
It's the same thing. It's the ligament getting inflamed, no matter if it's a basketball court.
So explain it. I don't know. I heard it, so Jaren Jackson.
It can happen to hockey players on ice.
What is it?
Turf toe is inflamed, that ligament or whatever, the joint gets inflamed.
Where?
Like in your toe, big-ass toe.
On the big toe?
Yeah, normally it's the big toe. So you can get it anywhere. If you jam it.
You ever have
strain
it?
Strain it? No. Well, yeah, maybe a little, but I never had nothing that kept me out of a game. Then again, I'm crazy, so I'm different.
So here's what, now, obviously.
Because the name of it, I know the name of it, people go turf toe, and you brought it to the radio, too. You don't play on turf. You can get turf toe anywhere, dog.
Clearly.
It's people that don't play sports that get turf toe. They
maybe Jeff
around.
Has it. Jeff, you ever had turf toe?
No.
Okay, good.
But I know some people
keep
who
it
have.
Clean. Keep it clean, Jeff.
Yeah, carpet toe.
So a lot of people.
Man, I had carpet burn on my knees before with the ladies. Say now.
Lord, ever.
Yo. That didn't
YouTube boy I
sound like I think you wanted it to sound.
Yeah.
Like,
it
why
did,
are you on your
did.
Knees, dog?
That's why I said with the ladies.
Okay.
Still.
Hey man, you do you, buddy. So what is? Are you still Raleigh bound? What's your plan?
Yeah.
When are you guys heading out this afternoon?
Yeah.
All right, will you take one car or what?
Yeah.
So what about when you inevitably want to go play golf?
There's two cars at my daughter's house, and my son has a car, too.
That's right. Where you stay with Bria? Who do you stay with?
Yeah, I probably stay Bria's house.
Okay. How long are you coming back? Sunday? When are you coming back?
I'll be back here for Monday.
I will not. I will not, sir. I think it's going to be – so, dude, here's my point about the NBA. Obviously, SGA getting paid is the headline. I mean, 70 – dude, they were saying last night, by the second or third year of that contract, he's going to make more per game. He's going to make more than $1 million per game.
He'll be making $1 million per game or more, yeah.
I think by the third year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Hell yeah.
And
one thing about sports, all these owners that always talk about how poor they are, you know, that if you're paying people this type of deal, you're not poor. You're making money. You're just lying.
I agree. So – this is from ESPN, Kevin Pelton. Obviously, the biggest news is the SGA extension.
Uh-huh.
But of the actual dudes that are hitting free agency, so Miles Turner, I think, is... So in this ESPN article, they wrote, proven starter in his prime. I think that's pretty fair to describe Turner. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a star player or anything. Do you know, like, the next...
He was exceptional down the stretch in the regular season. Played great early in the playoffs, and he didn't play very well down the finals.
And he got paid.
Yeah, he could play though.
He could play, yeah. But he's not like an all-star. Like he's not. If you're putting the NBA into tiers, he's a second or third tier player.
He's a second tier guy, yeah. But he's on his way. He's not completely there, but. I think the thing about it is we always discuss stars. You don't just win with the star.
I agree with that.
You got to win with those other guys too.
NBA free agency used to be these guys going all over, and it was crazy. Do you know the this is according to ESPN. The top free agent listed on this ESPN list.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Giddey.
Okay.
Quentin Grimes.
But Jay, LeBron, when he went, and then you started getting guys following that suit. Even prior to LeBron, guys didn't move a lot. They grandfathered people in and allowed them to pay the stars more money to keep them in those areas. That's been going on for years.
One thing I'm in, what's Julius Randle going to do?
I think Julius Randle went back.
He re-signed with Minnesota?
I thought he did.
He's an interesting cat. And what's up with Karl Anthony Towns? Is he still under contract with the Knicks?
Don't know.
Bodega Cat? I like that nickname. I don't know, man. The NBA used to have like this incredible offseason that you just were glued to, and it just feels a little more subdued because of the nature of the contracts. The biggest stars are going to stay where they are and sign those Supermax.
If you really,
you'd be crazy not to
sign
Supermax.
If you really think about it, the biggest stars basically stayed until LeBron left. And then you started seeing people trying to join up with the three people on the teams. Prior to that, you didn't have that. And then after LeBron, KD moved, Kawhi bounced around, Paul George jumped, and James Harden. Same people were moving all the time. Other guys were signing right back to their teams.
Yeah. I mean, have the Wizards done anything? Have they made a roster move?
They drafted two people.
Three.
Three people.
Wizards news. It's probably going to be about like Harry Potter. All right, Bullets Forever, 2 hours ago. Let's see what you got here.
I think the Wizards are going to do what they're doing until after that. We talked to Chase was yesterday.
Yeah.
After that last first-round pick that they have to be the one that's protected, after they can keep that in their hands, then they'll start doing stuff. They're not trying to be very, very great next year.
So, according to Bullets Forever, shout out to Albert Lee, wrote this article, Malcolm Brogdon is a free agent who could be talking with the Kings. According to Albert Lee, he doesn't think Brogdon's coming back. Tristan Vucevic, who I like. I thought he was pretty good down the stretch. They gave him a two-way qualifying offer, so I guess he's a RFA. So that sounds like they could keep him. And then the other dude is JT Thor. I think Jeff predicted him to be a Supermax player. Unclear if he'll be back. Chris Middleton, it sounds like they're going to keep. That seems like it for your Wizards free agency update. Obviously, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to build, there's not a lot of focus on right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I wanted to do this. I met a young man the other night named Jack Smith. He does play-by-play for the Fredericksburg Nationals. This dude is crazy impressive.
A fret net.
Like, I wish I could buy stock in a person's career, because this dude will be calling... I don't know what, maybe he's a baseball guy, whatever sport he really wants to go after. B, when you hear this kid, you're not going to believe he's 21 or whatever. Jack Smith will join us next. Our guy Neil Greenberg is going to join us at 11. The current plan is for the Nats to play baseball at 1 o'clock. If that happens, we go. We'll keep you updated on the current plans. Nobody go anywhere. This is B, Mitch, and Finley. What I do have to tell you, though, if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the D.C. area, there's only one dude you should work with. His name is John Leahy.
Just like this recent seller who was thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted because he called John Leahy. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on this website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Anytime. I mean, there's so many reasons why John is a differentiator in the space, but I think the biggest is stress. You know how stressful moving is, B? You got to get like 8,000 documents to the mortgage guy, and then you got to deal with escrow, and there's all these terms that get thrown at you that you don't really know what they're saying. And let's say you got stress on your own end. There's a family situation or a work situation that's making you move. All of those things add up to make moving really difficult. Well, you know what John Leahy does is he makes it really simple. He can remove the stress. John and the Fine Living Group do this all the time. They know what they're doing, and they can get it done for you. Call John or check out thefinelivinggroup.com. John Leahy, the DMV MVP of...
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Real estate. Finley 1067, The Fan. Got Nats baseball coming up just a couple hours if it all goes down, man. Joining us right now, though, I'm really excited to get this dude on the phone, Jack Smith. Jack does play-by-play for the Fredericksburg Nationals. You can follow him at Jack Smith PXP. Jack joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Jack just graduated from University of Southern California and was named the Jim Nance College Broadcaster of the Year. I got to listen to Jack speak whenever Monday night, and I was blown away. Jack, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
So tell B a little bit about what you did at USC and how you got this award.
Well, first of all, I think DC needs to know you won the DC Sportscaster of the Year.
Yeah,
how about a round
old
of applause
news.
To you. Congratulations.
We're good. Yeah, thanks, dude.
You like to downplay all that stuff, Jack. I don't know. I don't understand this dude. He works his ass off, then he gets up and he won't act like it never happened.
Let's talk about you, Jack.
Jack, put him on Front Street.
Yeah, you know, at USC, obviously, we've got some great athletics, but, you know, there's a handful of people there as well that want to be broadcasters and call the games that those guys play, and that was me growing up, and that was me at USC, and really fun to be able to call some really big sports there and just kind of for 4 years work at that. You know, you go to practice, you go to games, you call them as many as you can.
So were you calling
then,
football?
You know, at the end of the year to... Yeah. So football, baseball, basketball. Obviously, we had pretty blessed to have Caleb Williams and Juju Watkins run there in my 4 years. But yeah, so pretty much all sports. And the recognition was cool, but just feel great to have gotten that experience and, you know, jump into the minor league world and be here in Fredericksburg.
That's very cool. So what is... what's it like? Do they call the Frederick... Or is that the Peanuts? Do I have that right?
So it was, the team used to be in Potomac, so that's probably why you think that. So they used to be in Potomac as the Potomac Nationals. The Silber family who owned the team moved them to Fredericksburg to be ready for 2020. Obviously, that season didn't end up happening. So since 2021, they've been playing here in Fredericksburg, so it's the Fred Nats, not the Peanuts. But they are the same team, just in 2021 changed names, yeah.
Okay, got it. How does it work in the minors? Do you go on the road with them? Are you just on the bus with them? Like, how does that all shake out?
Yeah, we go on the road. So me and my other broadcast partner, we go on the road as well. The team's in Delmarva right now. I'm back here at home as we ready up. We're back home again for July 4th, so it's a little bit of a split week. But most minor league broadcasters take the bus. We drive just to be able to have some flexibility in whatever city we're in. But, yeah, it's a 132-game season. Team goes on the road. They play at home. Instead of like the major leagues where it's 3 or 4 game series, in the minors it's a 6 game series. So you're in one city for
Damn.
6 of the 7 days of the week, Tuesday through Sunday, and then Monday's an off day for everybody here at the single A level. So most of the time you alternate between 6 home games to 6 road games. Sometimes you'll have 2 homestands in a row, 2 road trips in a row. But yeah, they're long series, but they're fun, and there's a lot of good players in this league.
Well, Jack, what I'm hearing is that you have to put in a lot of work, but it's rewarding at the end, right? So anybody like younger than you or probably your age that all of a sudden see somebody on TV, see a J.P. Finley win the D.C. Sports Council of the Year, and they go, oh, man, I want to do that. That seems fun. Is it just fun or is work goes into it?
Oh, I mean, I think work goes into anything fun.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
But people don't think that, though. They just think you just show up there.
Dude, I get a million emails like, how can I get your job? Like, well, I worked middle of the night for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, especially at the minor league level, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. But, and again, any job that's fun or any job that's worthwhile, it takes work to not only get there, but you got to do work while you're doing it to stay good at it and to do a good job at something. But it's really fun. You know, some of the work that we do here is just kind of helping media relations, but also making it a good experience for people in the ballpark. We have a really nice stadium that's built in 2019, so it's super new. It's one of the best in minor league baseball. And so, you know, doing some stuff for the video board or for the stream for people to watch around as they walk around the ballpark, it's obviously it's hard work, but it's, I find, pretty rewarding.
Well, talking with our friend Jack Smith here, play-by-play for the Fredericksburg Nationals, just won the Jim Nance College Broadcaster of the Year Award for his work at Southern Cal for the Trojans. Jim Nance filmed a video, B, for him that I got to watch. And I don't know, it sure looked like Jim Nance was sitting in Augusta when he filmed this, or he might have recreated Augusta in his backyard. But wherever Nance was looked very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will see Jack doing that one day.
Dude, I think we will. I'm telling you, this kid was so impressive. How old are you, dude?
21.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to do? Baseball, football, whatever comes your way? Like, is there
all of them,
a desire?
Yeah, I mean, I think any broadcaster that, you know, will say they want to do anything that comes their way, and I'm definitely like that as well. I'm not going to say no to something cool, but my number one dream's always been baseball, and that's the sport that I grew up playing. It's my favorite one. And so I think dream job is, you know, something like some of the Bob Carpenters of the world do, or Dave Jagler or Charlie Slows, you know, doing play-by-play at the major league level, whether that's radio or TV, always been a dream of mine. And that's why, you know, the minor league grind sometimes is not what people want to do. And for me, it's totally worth it, just because being able to show up at a baseball game every day and call play-by-play for a couple innings and bring the game to the fans, that's the number one dream for me. And I have so much fun doing it. And our fans are great, and they tune into the broadcast and they listen, and it's really, really cool. But that's always been the dream for me.
What's been your biggest game or biggest play called so far?
Oh, that's a good question. Growing up a USC fan, the one that felt maybe the biggest to me was USC-UCLA football this year. That was in the Rose Bowl. You know, there's a lot of good USC-UCLA games I got to do. The women's basketball this year, USC was the number two team in the country. UCLA was the number one. They were undefeated. And then Juju Watkins dropped like 50 points, beat UCLA, and then USC had, you know, was the first team to beat UCLA. That was a big game. Some football ones this year, it was really cool to see USC go to Michigan. That was the first Big Ten game for them. That was in the Big House, which was the biggest crowd Michigan had ever had. JP will like this one. Maryland beating USC this year. That was not a big game. That one sucked.
I thought it was great. I loved
that one.
You
did. Yeah, that was like our third road game in a row where the opposing team stormed the field after they beat us. So the storming of,
hey man, just let us live, dude. We beat USC. Doesn't matter if it's a down year. All right, so Jack, here's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna put you on the spot here.
Okay.
This is obviously a hypothetical because neither of these teams are gonna sniff this. Game 5 NLDS. Skeens is on the mound. James Wood is at the plate. 3-run bomb. I need you to call it for me.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
I think you can.
You're putting me on the spot.
I sure am.
All right. I'm going to try. I will tell you, like, inside the mind of a play-by-play broadcaster, that is one of the hardest things to do, is to call a play that's not happening.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Sorry. Still have to try.
I say the same thing all the time,
it's just,
man.
Like, it's so much of a reactionary business to see something happening and describe it as you see it. So I need, you know, you want to give me a little more detail. Where's this ball? Where's this ball landing? Where are we at?
It's landing where
deep
Nass
center.
Park.
He hits the middle Nass of the curly
Park.
W.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a home game. Walk
into
off.
The curly W.
Yeah.
Well, oh, a walk off. All right.
Yeah. What the hell?
I'm gonna dramatize it a little bit.
Yeah.
And Skeen sets from the belt. Here he comes. Wood cracks it in the air. High in deep center field. Way back. Off the curly W. And the Nats walk it off in game 5.
I like that.
I love it, dude. I love it. I got goosebumps, man. All right, I'm doing another one, and I apologize if this is annoying.
Oh, boy.
But, dude, this is July 2nd content, Jack. You got to understand where we are.
I gotcha.
All right.
Hey, Jack, we talk about this 25 years from now.
I know, dude.
Look, Terry Crews drew a picture for me. He was 27 years old.
Unbelievable.
And I sent it to him yesterday. He put it on there, and he was now in his 50s, so it's the beginning.
dude, when Jack's calling Dodger games every night, like, we're going to joke about this.
Yes.
Let me pump the brakes on Dodgers a little bit. I, you know, grew up in the Bay Area, so.
You're a Giants fan.
But the Dodgers are going to call you and offer you $45 million a year. Come on.
I think he'd take the Dodgers.
Yeah, maybe you can't turn that down.
All right, last one, Jack. We're going to football.
All right.
Week 8, Monday night, Arrowhead. Jaden Daniels at the Kansas City 32, down 4, finds McLaurin back of the end zone.
For a TD, baby.
For a touchdown, 8 seconds left.
Okay. What down and distance do we got? Not that it matters with 8 seconds left.
Second and 13.
All right. Second and 13 at the Kansas City 32-yard line. Clock winding down for the Commanders. 8 seconds left for Daniels and company. He's in the shotgun. He looks left as he directs McLaurin in motion to the right. Daniels takes the snap. It's a 5-step drop. Pressure in his face. He rolls out to the right. Looks for McLaurin deep. Tosses it back left pylon. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Commanders. Terry McLaurin in the back of the end zone gives Washington the lead at Arrowhead.
That money they gave him in the offseason was necessary.
Dude, that is so good.
Hey, I try.
Dude.
You do a good job,
especially,
man.
We just threw that at you. Maybe we keep doing this. We'll have you on throughout the summer until football starts.
Hey, ask him, how much he paying?
Yeah, I might need a couple dollars for the next one.
All right, we'll see what we can work out. Where are you going? Delmarva? Go to Starboard. We'll have Monty buy you dinner, all right?
No, they get more dinner, you go to Monty.
That's true. Jack, man, this Monty is great.
He'll be throwing orange crushes at you all day.
Yo, you can't get 2 feet without a fresh orange crush in your hand.
You guys ever been to a minor league baseball game?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
We got to get you out to a Fredericksburg game.
I went to the what's the team in Richmond? Is it Squirrels?
Squirrels, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to their games.
Flying Squirrels.
Yep.
Back when
their GM is my guy. He got a bar in his office. So sweet.
You guys got to get out to a Fredericksburg game. I mean, if you look up and down the Nats roster right now, at least the Major League roster, you're looking at guys like James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Dalen Lyle. Like, a lot of these guys played in Fredericksburg just a couple of years ago. So.
What,
you know,
time are those games?
Yeah, you gotta. We might need
What time are the games normally? Because you got to leave a certain amount of time to go to something in Fredericksburg.
Yeah,
I got you. Maybe a day off. If it's weekdays, they're normally 6:35. Weekend 7:05. But
okay,
you know, tons of top prospects on the team. I don't know if you guys know heard the name Travis Cora.
Yeah,
he's the number one Nats prospect. He keeps shooting up the system. I think he's the 30th overall in Major League Baseball right now. You know, he spent the entire last season here and won our league's pitcher of the year. So, you know, whether it's you guys or anybody else, you have a pretty good chance to see the future of the Nats. And a lot of the present Nats are guys that came through Fredericksburg. So that's one of my favorite things about the minor leagues, is just seeing all of these guys that, you know, they're the future. And a lot of the guys that were the future a couple of years ago are now the present.
Totally, man. But many years ago, before I was married and had children and stuff, I went and watched Strasburg in Harrisburg.
Mm.
And just electric. I went and watched Bryce and Bowie. It was fun, man. Jack, thank you for the time, brother. Really appreciate it.
Good luck to you, man.
Stay in touch, all right?
Yes, sir. Of course, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Give him a follow at Jack Smith, PXP.
All right, hey, it's Brian Mitchell and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to reach out to our great friends over at Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds, plus you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. I just called them the other day. I had a buddy having a problem. Reached out to Jimbo and Jim. Both of them reached out to him, and they are right now at his house installing their new systems that they're going to love, just like I love mine.
Well, dude, when we had the problem at the beach, I texted Jimbo right away, and he wasn't able to come out there. I was 4 hours away. But immediately he was able to tell me what the problem was. And then when the guy got there, I was like, hey, I think it's the drain line. He's like, yep, you're right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but Jimbo sure does. The best part with these Root systems, they are whisper quiet. Think about the weather in the last week. It's been 100 degrees. Then it gets cold and rainy. No matter what it is, the Root variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. You know what we need, B? We need some Rood systems in this office, because it is not balanced in here.
No, it's not.
And B, you got to tell them about the cash, man. You can get federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ain't right. All right, I'm about to give away some Adam Sandler tickets, so buckle up. Wow, 67 days till Commanders football. 16 days till rookies report. I just got an interesting email. I'll try to credit whoever sent me this. Shout out to Bet Online, Jimmy Shapiro. So Bet Online has put together odds for a Super Bowl winner and regular season MVP. Ravens and Lamar are tops with the Bills and Josh Allen at 20-1. Then the Chiefs and Mahomes at 33-1. And then the Commanders, Eagles, and Bengals are all tied at 66-1. Now, obviously, those odds are really high, but that means Washington is tied for the third highest odds with the defending Super Bowl champ. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about, but I also think it's kind of crazy that you get 33-1 with Mahomes and the Chiefs. Or really even 66-1 with the Eagles and Hurts. So listen to this. Mm-hmm. Combined odds of a team winning the Super Bowl and having the regular season MVP. So the Ravens with Lamar and the Bills with Josh Allen are tops at 20-1. Then KC and Mahomes at 33-1. And then the Commanders are one of three teams at 66-1. Mm-hmm. The Bengals and Burrow, the Eagles and Hurts, Washington and Jaden.
Wow.
Right?
I'll take those. I'll put my money on those guys, all those guys at the 66-1. Because I think that you got way better chance of that than the other one.
I mean, dude, if you were just going to sprinkle the board and you threw $20 on Jaden, Jalen, Burrow, and Mahomes, like, really, your only concern is another MVP for Allen or Lamar, or if a guy like Goff or Herbert or something goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? This is really interesting. There are two running backs that made the list. The Ravens with Derrick Henry at 200-1. And the Eagles and Saquon at 200-1.
Well, I would not go with that because we know running backs don't get it.
If Saquon didn't get it last year, no running back's ever getting it.
Unless you have 3,000 yard rushing.
Here's something you might enjoy, Brian. There are two running backs with better odds than the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. They got the Cowboys and Dak at 300-1. Same as the Cardinals and Kyler, the Bears and Caleb. The Broncos and Bo Nix, the Rams and Stafford, the Niners and Purdy. Honestly, I wouldn't hate throwing a little money.
I wouldn't put no money on Dak in the Cowboys.
No, but the Rams, 300-1, put $10 on it. Does that win you three G's?
Hmm?
I don't know. That's kind of crazy. The Lions landed on here with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wow.
400-1. The Lions have good. The Lions are at 125 with Goff. I think the reality there is a quarterback wins the award. So if you want to chase that running back money, good for you. I did talk to Mike Beasley yesterday. We're going to book him for the last hour of Friday's show to give us Tour de France picks.
All right.
I think it's perfect.
Actually, we can give him the whole last 2 hours.
Maybe we just bring him in for the whole show.
Yeah.
Landfill, are you cool if Bees hosts the last 2 hours on Friday?
Give them all four.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here. I don't mind it.
Here's what we will do. Caller number 9-800-636-1067. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/event. Nothing's happening. Call now, get the tickets. We'll be right back.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.